All right, Local 518. I've got Carmen Lookshire here. Hi, Carmen.
Hi, Chris.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. It's great to see you again. I've been seeing you on Facebook doing lots of things on Instagram.
Keeping busy.
Where have you been singing out most these days?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've been doing Eden Cafe is the place that I've been recurring appearances, and then Troy Kitchen. That was another one in October.
That's great. When you're out performing, you're a singer. Do you play an instrument as well, or do you have somebody accompany you, or are you singing to stuff that people have recorded for you?
I'm going off of instrumentals for the last couple shows. I do play violin. Yeah. I'm hoping to bring that in for my next show. No, that's about it. I would love to learn piano. I only do a little bit of guitar, tiny, tiny bit. At open mic, I do guitar.
Do you?
A little bit.
Well, but you have such a beautiful voice, so it's all right.
You.
Do you do some a cappella when you're out there as well?
Definitely, because that's easier for me. I mostly do that. I'm kind of known for that at Eden.
What songs do you sing? Do you have like some things that are fan favorites that people want to hear again?
Well, I do the oldies because I'm an old soul, so I do like the jazz standards, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Like the last time I was here, I sang that. I Have a Crush on You is a one I do at open mic salon.
Oh, I like that one. That's a great one.
It is.
Carmen, we're going to have you sing this song, and you have a backing track that's a performance from a friend of yours, right?
Yes, Derek Westcott. He is a very, very talented piano player. We were in a band together before we collaborated on this song because he's also a religious individual. So this song, I knew I wanted to go in that direction, and I wanted to bring him on. We worked together to create the composition. He took my words and, you know, thought about how to incorporate my styles of kind of gospel and also musical theater. So he put that together in the composition and provided the lyrics.
And the song is called Lord Why. What is the inspiration for the lyrics?
Going back about a year, I started just saying in my mind, Lord, why? Like, why do the little things happen? Or lots of people ask this question, you know, when hard things happen, or even when we stub our toe, really little things. But I think all those things, even as minute as that, good or bad can come from that, and we can always learn from that. So I always believe that we can learn in any situation, whether it is good or bad. I came to finish the song because a friend's cousin had recently passed, and I was thinking about how the mother and the family felt about losing someone so young. So I thought I needed to finish that as a gift to them.
Well, let's have you sing it. It's a beautiful song. We're here, Local 518. Carmen Lookshire is going to sing her song, Lord Why.
Lord, why is not the question? should be asking, but what can I learn from this? What can I learn from this? What can I learn? I know it's hard right now. You don't know why. You're asking how can this happen to me?
Wonderful performance of her song Lord Why as Carmen Lookshire. She's a local 518 singer, songwriter. Carmen, thank you for doing that.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
That's a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you.
I like the idea behind that too. That's good. Carmen, you have a number of shows that you've been performing, and I'm thinking that that's going to keep going, which is good news. Are you also going to be recording some music that maybe folks can get a hold of?
Yes, I mean I have been some songs up there on SoundCloud if you want to check that out. And the new year is definitely going to be bringing a bunch of songs. I definitely believe so.
Awesome. You have a holiday show coming?
Yes, that's going to be at Eden Cafe in Loudonville, right next door to De Raymond's restaurant. And it's called A Merry Little Carmen.
A Merry Little Carmen. That's cute.
I had to go that route.
Yeah. And you'll be singing all holiday favorites?
Yes, all traditional. And it's going to be great because there's going to be some surprises.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you can't even tell me? No.
All right. I will tell you, Chris.
Wait, we're on the radio, you know.
I will just tell Chris, guys.
if you say it now, it's going to be everywhere.
I'll let you in on it. I will be playing the violin and a little bit of guitar.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
And then some special guests, and that'll keep a surprise.
And that's going to be on the 16th.
Yes.
At Eden Cafe in Loudonville.
Yep, at 7:30.
Awesome.
It is a free event, but you can reserve a seat in case there are no seats available. You can reserve for $10 at Eden. You can call in 518-977-3771 or on Eventbrite.
Well, Carmen, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you so much, Chris, for having me.
We have you finish off with a little song that you might sing.
Definitely.
I would imagine you'll sing that night, right?
Yes.
Have yourself a merry little Carmen.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
I'm Carmen Lookshire from Albany, New York. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.